Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about how incredible modern medicine has become. We humans are living way past the capability of our bodies to sustain us. Wasn't long ago, folks would just up and die at 35 of old age, or were victims of accidents involving livestock, not to mention plagues, pitchforks, and blue meat. Or the village would get rid of you for the greater good. Of course, the greater good was always sort of a fluid measurement, especially back when villagers were notoriously twitchy, with vivid imaginations. Look at all the scenarios they derived just from gazing at the stars. Seriously, you got Gemini the twins from 9 points of light? It's not even an even number. They're supposed to be twins. Shouldn't it at least be symmetrical? Oh, fraternal twins. Yeah. You know what I get from the same group of stars? A spigot full of dachshunds. See? Floppy ears, lip of the nozzle. The third sign of the zodiac should be dog spout. You know, most of our modern diseases existed during the Middle Ages, just tragically misdiagnosed. Pretty much every medical treatment boiled down to two possibilities. Put leeches on it or stake through the heart. That was it, one or the other. What do you think medieval doctors carried in their bags? Leeches and stakes. Suffering from epilepsy? Possessed by the devil. Stake through the heart. Dissociative identity disorder? Possessed by the devil. Stake through the heart. Parkinson's? Alzheimer's? Not leeches. Something as simple as allergies. He sneezes fealty to the devil. Stake through the heart. Whoa, dude, it's spring. A lot of pollen in the air. Can we at least try the leeches? You can see why people attempted to be as conventional as possible. You didn't want to be known for anything out of the ordinary. People got stakes through the heart because their tomatoes grew too big. And if you had a birthmark in the shape of a trident, forget about it. No, really, it's a spigot full of dachshunds. Look, see the nozzle? For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.